Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, September 7th, 2018. Today, in 1919, the first Waldorf school opened in Stuttgart. The Green Party demands that the Berlin Office for the Protection of the Constitution should target the AfD more strongly than before. This was said by Antje Kappik, leader of the Green Parliamentary Group, to the German press agency on Thursday. In Chemnitz, Kappik said that the AfD had hooked up with right-wing extremist forces and that the Berlin Office for the Protection of the Constitution must now also be asked to take a closer look. For some time now, there have been indications that both the AfD and its youth association have closer ties to the right-wing radical identitarian movement. Kappik stressed that a political signal must be sent showing that pressure is being exerted, explaining that there are many right-wing extremists in the regional association from whom the other members do not distance themselves, and that in Chemnitz, leading representatives of the Berlin AfD marched side by side with right-wing extremists. In Kappik's opinion, this is the reason to say that the Berlin AfD must be reviewed. To her, Chemnitz is a historic turning point, after one must clearly point out where the boundaries of democratic coexistence lie. At present, monitoring of the AfD by the Office for the Protection of the Constitution is being discussed nationwide. Berlin's Interior Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD had recently advocated an observation of parts of the AfD by the Office for the Protection of the Constitution. Geisel explained that the program of the AfD was not anti-constitutional by itself, but statements by some members certainly were. He also spoke of the AfD closing ranks with right-wing extremists. Last Saturday in Chemnitz, at the invitation of the AfD, about 8,000 people took part in a, quote, funeral march to commemorate the killing of a 35-year-old German 1 week earlier. Two young Arab men are suspected. In addition to several AfD heads of state, representatives of the xenophobic Pegida Alliance marched in the front row. The Berlin police officer Gerhard M. worked as an educator in the dilapidated Berlin shooting ranges and was exposed to poisonous fumes for years. The RBB Abendschau reported that he had been diagnosed with cancer as a result of the toxic fumes and has died. This week, Gerhard M. should have been compensated with 50,000 euros in damages for pain and suffering. He never received the money. According to the internal administration, 784 applications for the compensation fund had been received by the 1st of July. Meanwhile, FDP Member of Parliament Marcel Lütte has filed a complaint against Interior Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD. Lütte accuses Geisel of not having filed disciplinary proceedings against Attorney General Margarete Koppers. According to his accusation, Koppers is said to have known about the grievances regarding the shooting range during her time as vice police president. A man entered a restaurant on Okerstrasse on Wednesday evening around 8 p.m. and told those present that he was a police officer and wanted to have the patrons of the restaurant show their ID cards to him. This seemed very strange to the guests and employees of the restaurant. They refused to hand over their documents, whereupon the alleged official showed the Hitler salute and shouted a Nazi slogan. Further statements of incitement to the people followed, as police reported. Two 24-year-old guests then came into a scuffle with the man, pushed him out of the restaurant, and held him until police arrived. Further investigations were carried out by the state security police. Another incident with Hitler's salute had already occurred in Neukölln that same afternoon. This was delivered by a 41-year-old man at the corner of Richardstrasse and Schoneweidestrasse. During the subsequent arrest, the 41-year-old defended himself against the police to the point of having to be tackled to the ground. Police state security is also investigating this case. Visitors of the Zoo Friedrichsfelde in Berlin can now see a new rhinoceros baby. It is the seventh baby of rhino mother Betty, 23 years old, and was born on Wednesday. father of the so far nameless young animal, is Baylor, who's 28. The zoo last had young rhinos 3 years ago. Newborn rhinos drink about 30 liters of milk every day, and as a result, they gain up to 2 kilos in weight every day. Adult bulls can weigh up to 2.7 tons. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.